My name is Vuli Oosthuizen and I'm a partner at Chipster & Wiley Attorneys.
Hi, my name is Kate Oosthuizen and I'm also a partner at Chipster & Wiley.
The Protection of Personal Information Act was passed in 2013, but all people in South Africa need to be compliant by the 1st of July 2021. As a result of all of the work that needs to be done, Chipster & Wiley has set up a POPIA compliance department, and we will be providing legal services, advice and training in order to get companies and all citizens of South Africa compliant with the Act.
South Africa has caught up with the international community by enacting legislation to give effect to the right to privacy, as enshrined in our constitution. The principle of POPIA is really to balance the right to privacy with the right of access to information as well as the free flow of information. Vuli, what would you say are the first steps to becoming POPIA compliant?
Well, it's really a huge project, if I'm honest. People mustn't be completely overwhelmed by the fact that they are going to have to think about every possible aspect of their business and the information that they have. But it really is important, because once you get a very, very clear idea of all of the information that you have within the workplace or within your company or within your organization, you can put a project together where you are protecting the privacy of all of the people that you are dealing with, as well as all of the companies that you are dealing with. And you have to make sure that going forward, that is embedded in every single operation that you have within your organization.
Yeah, I think it would be fair to say that being POPIA compliant is a business imperative, because information is valuable and businesses need information to be successful. But when you have a lot of data, that comes with a lot of risk, and protecting that data becomes increasingly more complicated.
I don't think people actually realize how valuable personal information is, and that is why the whole act has come into force, because people sell information. People sell health information, for example. There is incredible value to selling that kind of information. So it's not only within companies where you are selling people's numbers in order to direct market to them. It's actually done for more nefarious reasons. On the dark web, people will sell information. If you are dealing with passports or dealing with identity documents or anything of that nature, that information can be sold on. So you have to be incredibly careful with the information that you have about all of the individuals within your company. And because in South Africa we've decided that we're going to legislate and protect the personal information of companies and juristic persons, it's not just the people within the company, it's the companies themselves.
I think that Vuli's touched on an important point there, because in terms of POPIA, there is no threshold. It applies across the board to all South African entities. They don't differentiate between companies, whether they be a sole proprietorship or a partnership like Chipster & Wiley. Everyone will need to be POPIA compliant.
And it's also different from the European Union. And the European Union is used as kind of the gold standard, I'd say, for data protection and the protection of personal information. But in the EU, they don't have standards to protect the information of companies. It's only relating to EU citizens. So South Africa seems to have gone a step beyond by trying to protect all information, whether it's entities as well as human beings. We really look forward to hearing from you, and keep a lookout for future content relating to this act.